All right, so we're discussing Parsha Zachor. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Zayin, in Tafresh Pehei, Siv Zayin, Yesh Omrim Shem Parsha Zachor, Tu Parsha's Parah Aduma Chayavim Lekrosa Midoraisa. Some say the Parsha Zachor and Parsha's Parah are both Chayuvim Midoraisa from the Torah. Lefichach B'nei HaYeshuvim She'en Lehem Minyan Tzrichim Lavo Lamakom Shigeish Minyan B'Shabbasos Halalu Kedei Lishmo Parsha's Eilish Midoraisa. Therefore, if you live in a town where there's no Minyan, so you're never obligated to daven with a Minyan if there is no Minyan. But man, if you happen to have a So that week of Parshas Zachor and Parshas Parah, you would have to go to a place where there is a minyan in order to be yotzei this mitzvah. The Ramah says in E Efshar Lahem Lavo, if it's impossible for them to come, Mikomakam Yizar Lekrosam Binaginasam Uva Timam, then they should at least lane it from a Torah, Biyachidus, with the appropriate truck. So why is this a mitzvah midoraisa to lane Parshas Zachor? So the pasuk says, Zachor Eis Asher Asah Lecha Amalek, and we learn from Zachor that it has to be Amira Mitoch HaSefer. So that's why you have to lane from a Torah. It's not just enough to think about it. You actually have to lane from the Torah this reminder of what Amalek did for us. And therefore, the person who's laning has to have in mind to be motzi all the people, and the people who are being yotze have to have in mind to be yotze with them. And that's why in most shuls, they'll announce the Baal Kori will have in mind to be yotze you, and you should have in mind to be yotze to be motzi you, and you should have in mind to be yotze with him. That's what they generally say. So many Achronim, though, write that that's true by Parsha Zachor, but by Parshas Parah, it's not really Midoraisa. However, it's not really much of a nafkamina, because earlier the Mishnah Berurah Paskin that even by mitzvah d'rabbanan we say that mitzvah shrichos kavana. So either way, you have to have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah. It's just a question of
if you're mechamen
on the rice, if it's only d'rabbanan. Okay, all right, I guess so. So again, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you have to go to a place where there is a minyan, and even if you have a sefer Torah in your house, the Mishnah Berurah says, but there's no minyan, you have to bedavka go to a minyan. And even if we were to say that Zachor from Mitoch HaKsav is only Midrabanan, still reading is Midoraisa, and therefore it should be done. It is said that the Chafetz Chaim used to daven before he started the yeshiva. The Chafetz Chaim used to daven in a private home with some talmidim, but on Parsha Zachor he would go to the main base medrash to daven, because since it is Chiv Doraisa Zachor, there is a bigger mitzvah of Berovam Hadras Melech regarding this kriya. So therefore the same thing would be true for us if we generally daven in a house on Shabbos. You should go to a big shul in order to be, right, other issues with that, but you should go to the shul for Berovam Hadras Melech for Parsha Zachor. The Shulchan Aruch writes that hearing Parsha Zachor with 10 people is even more important than Mikra Megillah B'tzibur, because Mikra Megillah, according to most poskim, is enough B'yachid. So therefore, if for some reason you can't do both, Parsha Zachor or Megillah, you should do Parsha Zachor. But the Magen Avraham disagrees, and he says better to come for the Megillah. And Parsha Zachor, you can be yotze by reading, by hearing the laning on Purim of Vayavo Amalek, because that's also talking about that. This relates to the issue of if you're in a leap year, so we say you have to lane it every year, so it's once every 11 months. But if you have a leap year and then you have an extra month, so it's going to be more than a full year. So that's why we say to have in mind Parshas Kisei, say 12 months. Then we have in mind Parshas Kisei to be yotze with the laning at the end of Parshas Kisei, say that you should have in mind for that. I was somewhere where they announced it this year by Parshas Kisei, say that you should have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of Parshas Zachor.
I know it was.
But that was incorrect, because it's only the one after where you're. You're in the leap year, so then you don't have the... It's more times. He corrected himself after the laning, but didn't really make an afkami. Now you could have in mind whatever you want. But you're baltosif again. The Mishnah Berurah says that the maskana is like the that he doesn't like what this Magen Avraham says, because... the pasuk says Zachor is Asher Asah Lecha Amalek Asher Kacha Baderech Vayiznei Bacha Timcha Zecher Amalek, which means that you shouldn't forget what Amalek did to us, and that we should pass it on what he did, and you don't really have that in Vayavo Amalek, so that's not really Lechachila to be Yotze with Vayavo Amalek. Do women have to hear Parsha Zachor? So this is a big discussion. The Chinuch writes that they're not Chayavos, because since they don't go out to war, they also aren't obligated in Parsha Zachor. Others disagree. It's a big machlokas in the poskim, whether women are obligated or not. The Maisa, should you take out a Sefer Torah to read again for women? So that the Minchas Yitzchak says one should not do so. Rav Yashav also said you should not take out a Sefer Torah specifically to lame for women. You should have it for 10 men. And punked if the women happen to be there, then that's okay. So again, is it ideal for the women to hear? Of course, but if there's any reason for them not to be able to, so then you can rely on those poskim that say that women don't need to. It's said that in the house of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the women did not hear, and the Chazanish also, that they did not hear Parsha Zachar. So the Ramah finishes off that it's important to hear it beginasam uvetamam. You have to hear it with the appropriate niggun and the appropriate pronunciation. So this is, Joseph is very fond of this. You have to make sure that you hear it, but we don't. So if you're an Ashkenazi, so then you should hear it in Havara Ashkenazis. So if the Balkori that's leans with the Tuf, so then it could be your Nayotze. So the Pashtus is, that's what Rav, I think it's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, they bring from Mikrai Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says that you should hear it B'davka in Havara Ashkenazis. But B'dievet, if you heard it in another one, Rav Nissen Karel, it says you're okay. And Rav Moshe also says that you're going to be okay. Okay, yeah. Except for Hasidus, okay. So there are some people who try their hardest to hear every different possible pronunciation. When I was in Shalavim, they had like 10 different lanings. Anyone who wanted could go up to lane Parsha Zachor in their own pronunciation. Rav Shlomo Zalman said you don't need to do that. But some people try to be makpid to hear as many minyanim as possible. Then there's the discussion of doing Zecher and versus Zecher. It's unclear whether it's Zecher or Zecher, so therefore we say both. Then there's a discussion, when you're repeating the pasuk, do you have to repeat the whole pasuk, or do you only have to repeat, you could say, Timseh ev zecher amalek, Timcheh ev zecher amalek, and that's enough, or do you have to repeat the entire pasuk? These are all fascinating discussions when it comes to Parsha Zachar, and everyone should consult their posuk or themselves on how they want to go about hearing the proper